Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Tzadi Beis. The fifth chapter is entitled Hislam Dus. The author uses this word in the sense of practicing, I think we'd call it in English, practicing and trying. Befeg ze anu magim le'avoida mamashis. In this chapter we reach tangible, actual avoida. Aleinu limtze derech ba'avoida she'ina me'ereres ga'ava. As we said, the two cliffs are the tendency to rebel and the tendency to stimulate ga'ava. And in this chapter, we want to find some way that doesn't stimulate our ga'ava, to avoid the sense that I'm doing avoida and therefore I deserve more recognition than others, etc. Zeu davar kashe. This is difficult. Kim'at setira minei uvei. It's almost a contradiction in and of itself. Ki keitzad lo yizkei adam, how can a person not become full of gava when he becomes accomplished as a baal ma'asim that really mitzad hadin is not obligated to do? It's his heart that motivates him. How is it possible to avoid gava in such a case? So this difficulty obligates us to pave for ourselves a new path in life. It's called Derech HaHislamdus, which is the title of the chapter. The path of trying, of practicing Mahi. What is this? And here we quote the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the first chapter. Isha shelamda Torah yesh la sachar, aval eino kischar ho'ish. A woman learns Torah. We're talking about things like Mishnah, Gemara. Receives a reward for it, but it is not like the reward for a man. Mipnei shelon itztaves b'chule, she is not commanded in that type of learning, etc. Ve'afal pi sheyesh la sachar, even though there would be reward for that, tzivu chachamim shelo ilamed adam es bitoy tera. He's paraphrasing a machlokes tanaim. Chachamim instructed the person should not teach his daughter tera. Again, in the sense of Mishnah, Gemara, that type of learning. The majority of women will not take it with this tendency in mind of lehislamed. We'll see, we'll elaborate on that. They will subvert the words of Torah. Amru chachamim, here quotes Chazal, melamed es bitoy Torah kilo limda tiflus. Tiflus is a difficult word. Commentators offer different meanings of it. It's tasteless or something along those lines. Says the author, melamdeinu harambam baze, ki tachlisoi shel Talmud Torah hi ha-islamdus. The purpose of the Talmud Torah is this idea of putting it into practice and practicing it. Umishe'en datu mechuvenes li-islamed, a person that doesn't intend to do that, his mind isn't set in that direction, patur mitalmud Torah, he's exempt from learning Torah, as we saw in the paragraph above. My Hayislam Dusa, that idea of practicing it, Nuchali Rois Bechol Sefer HaYadei Chazaka. You can see it throughout the Rambam, the Mishneh Torah. Lemashal, here's an example. Halemed Maseches Negaim Ha'amuka. If a person is learning Maseches Negaim, not a common phenomenon, Ve'oisekba. So he's involved in Maseches Negaim, and of course with the Rambam, Hilchos Tum As Tzaras, with tremendous detail. When you get to the end, he'll find very powerful, very strong words in the Rambam. This often happens in the Rambam, at the end of each section. Often there's a concluding paragraph, which is not halacha. It is very powerful words, very sometimes inspiring words, like at the end of Hilchos Shemitah and Yovel, about a person who dedicates himself to learning will be supported, like Hashem supported the tribe of Levi, etc. So here at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, very powerful words from the Rambam about the Isur Lashon Hara. Ucheilu nikra viloin me'aleinav, as if a curtain has been removed from the person's from in front of a person's eyes. The person suddenly can realize that throughout the whole Maseches Negaim, he was really involved in all the halachos of Lashon Hara as if he were learning Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And this student might be astonished. Bechol Shkitas Olam Maseches. How is it that he, with months or maybe years of diligent toil over this Maseches, Lo Hirgish Ki Bechomer Isur Lashon Hara Osek? He never sensed it. It was all technical. It was learning. He never sensed the severity of the prohibition of Lashon Hara. This is explicit. The Torah teaches us to be exceptionally careful with tzaraas, immediately followed by Zachor as Asher Asa Hashem Lekecha Miriam Baderech Betzichem Mitzrayim. Remember what happened to Miriam. And Rashi explains the juxtaposition. If you wish to be careful to avoid the tzaraas, al tesaper lashon hara. Avoid lashon hara. Zachor he'asui leMiriam shedibra be'achia. Remember what happened to Miriam who spoke about Moshe ve'lo kasa bin goim in Parshas Kiseitze. Ve'noichach haloimed hazeh. This student will then realize ki hulamad heitev es maseches negeim. Indeed, he learned the masechta well. Aval bli hislam dus, without this direction of practicing and putting into practice. We'll see as we go along the sense of this word. He'll notice that his learning was technical. Harambam ilchos tamutura, the Rambam that we started off by quoting above, that speaks about li hislamed, poiseach lefaneno derech hadasha be'esek ha'tera. He opens a new path, a new approach to involvement in Torah. Derech Islam dus, that's what we call it. Uva yecholim lemoid afilo maseches shlichora eina negas lemasim. Following this approach, one can learn a maseches which, on the surface, does not appear to have any application, kmoi negoim, and nonetheless, we istamed ba yirag gdoila, to achieve through it yirag gdoila. Hislamdus zeiderech haim chadasha v'nifla'a. This is a new path of life. It's a wondrous one. L'rak b'limut Torah. Not just there, ela b'chol shitchei haim. It applies to all fields of life. Mishnah mefureshes. It's in fact an explicit Mishnah. Merov nechitzus einyan narich b'veira. Because it's so necessary, we'll explain it in great detail. Maseches in Pirkei Avos. Ben zeima oimer eizehu chacham. What defines the chacham? Haloimed mikol adam. A person who learns from everyone. Shenemai quotes a pasuk mikol melamdai hiskalti. The Bartzenura says, "Haloimed mikol adam ve'afal pi shehu katan mimenu." It's not a big chokhma to learn from somebody who is wise and great. The idea over here, "Haloimed mikol adam," is even if the other person is lesser. Shekivan sheinu chasad gvodei. Since we see the individual is not concerned with his honor over here, "Veloimed min haketanim," he is prepared to learn. If he can learn from others, he will learn from anyone. Nikarim hadavarim shechokhmasay l'shem shamayim. It indicates that his chokhmah is l'shem shamayim. He's prepared to learn from people who are really less than he is, less accomplished, less intelligent, whatever it is, but he can learn from them also. So it indicates that his chokhmah is l'shem shamayim. Veloy lehisyaher ulispa'er ba'en. Rather than just aggrandizing himself and achieving greater recognition. Says Rav Simcha Zisl Mikelmi in the Sefer Chokhmah Musar, Kol adam sheyesh leichush ba'eze davar, a person who has a feeling for something, he has a talent or a feeling for certain areas, yergish me'oid k'sher edvama mizanyan. He is more sensitive to picking up that particular element than others. Lemashal, here's an example. Chayat sherei adam. When a tailor looks at a person for the first time, he comes into contact with the person for the first time, yabit techef al begadav. What strikes him is the clothing. How is the cloth cut? What is the style? That he picks up more than other people would see. He's more sensitive to it. Sandlar almina navshibun. If a person is in the business of shoes, he'll notice what is this person wearing on his feet. Toifer kovaim, whatever that's called, a milliner. Somebody who's in the business of hats, al kova ishibun. He'll notice, is this a particular Italian make or is this actually made in China? A merchant, a businessman, he will pick out certain subtleties in the conversation that might have an implication for his business. It might have some nafkamina for future business. Another person would not notice it bichlal. He wouldn't, afterwards, if you'd ask him what shoes was Pliny wearing, he wouldn't know, but the sandlar would have noticed. the other individual is not interested, he's not devoted to researching that and analyzing. There's no interest in this. That's the mashal. When it comes to avodas Hashem, mishiyesh liras elokim lemashal, a person with yiras elokim, lishmor es hadvarim hapeshutim hamevoarim b'shulchan aruch. He has the requisite yiras elokim, and he wants to observe whatever is necessary. Yislamed mizulasek shereisam etzloi. He learns from others when he sees others doing certain things. Masha'en ki midvarim ashelo hurgal bahem. But this doesn't apply in things that he's not used to. He can learn certain things, but he might not be sensitive to other things, like how others fulfill ahava saber yois, or gmilus chasadim emaseh vedibur, or noyise be'oilim chaveroi, to share another person's burden, limno hezek merabim yizchak mus, to avoid harming others. If he's not sensitive to it, he won't be sensitive to pick up these things. It might, all around him, there'll be this person doing chesed in a subtle way, that person avoiding harming people in the city. And this individual will simply be insensitive to it. He doesn't pick up those frequencies. Therefore, coming back to the Mishnah, Imken Alomed Mikol Adam, the Tanna is telling us that Alomed Mikol Adam is sensitive to all frequencies. And in this person, you can see a particular key in Shmiras Lashon. In that person, you can see a particular key in Chesed. In that person, you can see a particular thing in Ahavas Abiyos. Such a person, Hari Socher Gadol. So we say about him that he is a truly great businessman. Mishchoi Bakoil, Mashallah. He's really interested in everything. Al Ken Yavili Islamed Mizulasoi. He can learn from others. That's why the Tana calls him a Chacham. That's in the Sefer Chochma Musar. Kavanas Maran Rav Simcha Zisrael Hizay. What the Altami Kelm is saying, this is now the author speaking, HaChayat Mistakel Rak Al HaChalifa Shel Azulas. The tailor might look only at the suit that the other person is wearing and ignore other things because he's sensitive to that frequency. HaSandlar Rak Al HaNa'alayim. The cobbler will look at the shoes. Tefer kuvayim rak al hakovah shelo. The milliner will look at the hat. Kein mistakel yirei shamayim rak al digduk ha-mitzvah shel zulasoi. So yirei shamayim will look at the particular way in that the other person is medaktik in mitzvois, matmus other things. Uval chesed rak al maaseh chesed shelo. Val chesed, again, naturally sensitive to how other people fulfill chesed, and he might be missing a lot of other things. Aval haloimed mikol adam. A person is able to learn from everyone. He can learn and derive from another person whatever can be learned. Also things that until now were outside his sphere of interest. He can see it. Even up to now, it wasn't his pasha. Now he can discern them by others and learn from them. הרי הלומד מכל אדם הוא פסוח לכל מה שיורה בעולם להסלמד ממנו. So הלומד מכל אדם, this is how we explain in the statement of Shimon ben Zema, הלומד מכל אדם is open to whatever he sees in the world to learn from. ואף אנו נוסיף, we can add to that, another idea, לא רק מבני אדם הוא לומד, he doesn't only learn from human beings, הוא לומד גם כן, as a Gemara in Eruvin, דווקוף tells us, he can learn צניעוס מחזול, he can learn modesty from a cat, Gezel minimala, as Chazal put it, he can learn how to avoid theft from the ants. Arayos miyina, he can learn inyanim of faithfulness, of loyalty from the dove. And derech etz mitar negolshim efayes v'chakach boel ki, as the pasuk then Irvin tells us, melafnoi mimayboys haaretz umayoyif hashamayim yichakemenu. The pasuk says we can learn, melafnoi connotes iluf, teaching, learning from the behemoth and become wise from Oif HaShemayim, all natural phenomena. Harei chazalu mislamdim gedoilim. They were eager to learn. Ve'er'ulane ketzel lomdim gam echayes uvehemoth ve'efoyes. And they showed us, they gave us a few examples, of course, out of many, how one can learn from behemoths. Oidzus anu mesifim hazeh. We add another point over here. Rebbe Omer, Lama Nismecha Parashas Nazir LeParashas Seita. The first sugya in Masecha Seita. Why is it that in the Torah, the two parashiyos of Seita and Nazir are juxtaposed to one another? We have them next to one another. Leimar lecha shekol ha-ro'eh sota bekilkula yazir atzmoi min ha-yayin. To teach, he says Rebbe, that a person who sees a degradation of the seita should draw conclusions for himself and perhaps specify a time when he will separate, avoid the consumption of alcohol. Hamislamed yoidea, person who's a mislamed, who has this approach, he's taking on this commitment to be mislamed, he knows ki kol avera shiro etzel azulase, whatever avera he sees in others, gamhu atzmoi aluli kashelba. He knows that he is vulnerable to it as well. Ba'asher hu ba'al yetzera, kemo yisrael, he's also ba'al yetzera. See, if I see in another person a failure, it's an indication that I'm vulnerable to that as well. That's what Rebbe is teaching. Lachen b'ro'ise seitah benivulah, a person who sees the seitah really in a degradation, eino misra'em ala mushcheses azos. His approach is not to pour fire and brimstone on this corrupt person and to just direct his umbrage at her. That's not the approach. What he does is reflect, how did this woman get to this wretched state of affairs? Quite possibly it was partying, it was lightheadedness, frivolity. If alcohol is involved, all the worse. His approach is not, he doesn't waste his effort and energy on, oh, what a terrible woman she is. He applies it to himself and commits himself to be careful when it comes to yayin, so that the wine should not drag him down. Rebbe is teaching us to learn also from ovre avera, to draw conclusions and lessons from ovre avera. How distant is this approach of the mislamed? Migishas rev bnei adam, from that of the masses out there. Hamabiim es she'at nafsham mehidarderus shel achoyteh. The masses have an instinctive recoil from the choyteh. This is the choyteh, in this example, it's the seita. How terrible it is, and how disgusting, and they immediately express their disapproval. Without paying any attention to the fact that they are close to that as well, they are close to failure in similar averus, because they are also bale yetzera. That's the way of the world. One expresses scorn for the bale avera instead of turning it around. Chazal told us that's not the approach. Bichlal, this roe asita bekel kula applies it to himself. He learns from it. This idea of learning from others and deriving these lessons is a great and rich area. We should deal with it at least for 6 months. To the point where we become mislamdim and able to learn from all our interactions. Hare einzes midah pratis is not a specific midah. Ela signoin chayav shel oved musari. This is a style of life, an approach to life of oved musar. Vil malei banu ela bishvezeh dayenu. If this would be the only thing that we accomplish, dayenu. It's already worth it. Im kol ha'avoida musaris, ha'isa mevi'ah isenu rak l'islamdus. If all avoida would bring us just to this level of Islam, it would be of immense benefit. Now we go back to the beginning of the chapter. We are searching for a path in avoida that avoids stimulating one's ga'ava. How do we find it in this path of Islam? We saw his commentary on the previous page on the mission of Ezu Chacham. He's already hinted to it. When a person's learning, deriving lessons, it's not shayech to have gava. If I'm doing something good, then one is vulnerable. If I hold myself to be doing something profound, there's a definite possibility here of ga'ava. But imani mislamed la'asesizim asidum, if I'm just learning from the person and training myself, practicing to do something good, harei la'asesi klum shuchal lisgois bo. I haven't done anything to be proud of. Kerei rak mislamed, I'm a trainee, I'm a neophyte, I'm an intern. V'cha'asher ani mislamed, when I practice, tamid ani nochach li'oiz shema'aseh lo haya mushlam kol tzokeh. I'll see that it wasn't quite perfect. Chush ha'bikores ha'melaveh itzi b'chol ma'aseh, the sense of self-criticism that accompanies me with every act, ma'amid itzi al ma she'efshar l'shaper, indicates to me what could have been improved. Ma'amish like an intern. It's constantly, he knows, it's the lowest rung over here in this company. Whatever he does, even if it's an important and significant act, he looks at it, tries to look at it objectively. What could have been done better? How could I have done this like one of the great executives? If this becomes for me a path of life, like we said above on the second line, a style of life, and everything I do, I'm an intern, I'm trying, I'm practicing, I'm training. And I always see place for improvement and for perfection. I will never come to ga'ava from these actions. A person who is really committed to avoid alatzmoy. He needs to understand deeply these words. Laskim here means to commit himself. To place his entire life on this foundation of Islamdus, of training, of trying, of practicing. In all his interactions, in everything, he should be a mislamed, to learn and to practice. All the way to his last day. Even when he gets to the day of death, lo yamus, he mustn't die. He must go through this training. He must try and practice how to die. This is the path. What we're going to do now is practice the idea of Islamdus. Adkan.